Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the District Connect podcast. Today is very special because we have the one and only, our managing partner. It's not every day that you sit with the managing partner of the Design Lab, so we are happy to be with him. Before we start, I would like to introduce him. His name is Oluwaseun David. He'll tell us more about him. But for now, I'd like to ask him, hello, David, how are you?
Hi, Joel. How's it going? I'm doing well. Great to be here.
Right. So I'm glad to have you here as well. Before we start, we had a quick question for you. Today is going to be about AI and the 5-year anniversary at the Design Lab. Most of the questions are centered on that, but we'd love to know, how has the transition been being a managing partner? What do you like about it, and what's the best part of it?
Yeah. Thanks, Joel, for the question. I think holding any role in CC Hub, first of all, is a call to service and a service of love for the innovation ecosystem in Africa. But much more importantly, having the kind of role I have at CC Hub gives me the opportunity to contribute my quota, but also use all the crystallized experience I've gained over the years to support the work that we do, provide leadership and strategic direction for different arms of our business across all our different locations as well. So it's been amazing. I would say it's an extreme hard work because we try to do things that other organizations don't want to do. We go places where others don't want to go. And I believe this is a platform to create change and to bring a positive impact to the innovation ecosystem in Africa. So I don't have it any other way. I think it's a great privilege.
All right, that's nice. And as someone who gets to be a part of the leadership, she gets to witness your leadership firsthand, we're very grateful for it. But most of our listeners for now already know that we've been celebrating 5 years, that we celebrated 5 years anniversary at the Design Lab. I would like to know, how would you describe the journey of Co-Creation Hub over the past 5 years?
Yeah, the CC Hub Design Lab has achieved a great feat in these 5 years of operating in Rwanda. By the way, the CC Hub Design Lab is the very first design lab in Africa, which is a dedicated lab to research and development in three sectors, in healthcare, in education, and in governance. And it's been an amazing 5 years of innovating, developing products that serves the local communities, but also supporting the innovation ecosystem in Rwanda. And in these 5 years, we've been able to build a strong community of technologists and technology enthusiasts and also developers in Rwanda. We are very proud of that work because we are one of the biggest contributors to community building in tech in Rwanda. We've also been able to foster good relationships and partnerships with the government of Rwanda, but also with local ecosystem players in Rwanda. And we are also very glad to have consistently contributed to some of the biggest entrepreneurship challenges in the country, 3 years in a row now. So it's been an amazing 5 years. Apart from all the things I've mentioned, we've rolled out products from the design lab that is solving problems in trade, solving problems in education, solving problems in with social network in different areas of daily living. So it's been 5 years of innovation, 5 years of commitment to the vision, and 5 years of using the power of technology to solve some of the most wicked problems facing the African continent today.
All right, that is so great to hear. And 5 years is really a very big milestone. If I may ask, how did the Design Lab team get to celebrate this anniversary?
Yeah, I think it was a great celebration. We started the week of 14th of February. We started the week with a media tour where myself and the comms manager here at a media tour to CNBC Africa, where we granted an interview that highlighted and summarized the things that we've achieved in these 5 years. We also had we did an intention-related video that we published that showcased 5 things we've achieved in 5 years when it comes to product and innovation, which was widely watched online. We also had an internal team dinner. It's a great feast to celebrate, where the team went out to have a good time to celebrate these 5 years, but also to reflect deeply on our journey so far, and to also think about the future of the Design Lab in another 5 years. So just looking at in the next decade, what story are we going to be telling? What are the accomplishments we are going to be listing? So we celebrated it, but also reflected deeply where we are going. And one of the main points of that reflection is the changing landscape of technologies and some of the tools that we are using to build solutions for Africa. So it's a blend of celebration and reflection. But we believe we have reflected so deeply, and I believe we're on the right course for the next 5 years for the City of Design Lab.
Right. I also believe that through reflection, you get to rethink and reimagine some of the projects you have worked on. And I'm particularly sure you have some of your favorites, and would love to hear some of the projects you got to reflect on during that moment. Some of your favorite things you got to work on while you were as the managing partner, or even before at Design Lab during the 5 years.
Yes, thank you, Joel. So we've worked on a number of things. Notable amongst them is the platform called Citrate, which has been built more than 3 years ago. Citrate is a platform that is an index of products based on the African Free Continental Trade Agreement protocol. The idea of this product is to help countries and also people, importers, exporters, to see opportunities, product opportunities that they can import and export to their different countries. So this platform has more than 3,000 commodities listed on it, and you can see the product opportunity index for each of these commodities. And you can see the countries that needs these commodities, and also the market cap in terms of financial value. And I think this product has helped a lot of local innovators business people or trade innovators in Rwanda, but also across Africa. I remember we socialized this product with the Rwanda Private Sector Federation, and we got feedback. And I think we've also seen some traffic on the platform since then. So it's our contribution to the AFCTA and an opportunity to facilitate trade easily and smoothly across Africa by providing granular information on products and also the product opportunity indexes for this product. Number two would be what we built from here called GoVote. GoVote is a platform for electoral education and information in Nigeria. And this platform has helped in the Nigerian election. More recently, ahead of the last election in Nigeria, which was 2023, it was a very useful platform for citizens to know their rights, for citizens to know their legal processes, for citizens to know where to even go to assess their permanent voter's card or information about where they are supposed to vote and their different locations and regions. But this platform also incorporates a lot of free education structured in the PAR online course model, which is free for people to partake in. It's also one of the things we are really proud of. Maybe number three will be what we call the SNA Linked. It's built on the social network analysis model that helps us identify 5 closest people to you using social media data. And this product has also been used in emergency response situations or in, when there's a pandemic or an epidemic situation, this platform can also be used. So just to mention a few, these are some of the things we've worked on that we are proud of. And we believe in the next 5 years, we're going to be churning out more products. And we, let me say, we also build things that we believe in. And we build things that most times commercial capital will not be patient to build, but we build them so that we are also able to test them out, get feedback, and continue to make this relevant to the use of the society and to connect a particular sector in the society.
So you talked about you having the patience that other companies are going to have to bring conditions on the products you worked on. I would love to know some other challenges that you faced during these 5 years and how you've got to overcome them.
Every new adventure will come with its own challenges. And every new business with its own roadblocks. But I think the beauty of a resilient business or a resilient innovation ecosystem is its ability to overcome the challenges being met on the way. In these 5 years, it's not been, I wouldn't say it's been smooth, but for every challenge that comes our way, one of the biggest challenges was the pandemic. The lab was opened in 2019, and towards the end of 2019, the pandemic happened, which means the lab, ran into a major roadblock in its first year of operation. But also, we converted the pandemic challenge to an opportunity. Most of the products I talked about now were built during the pandemic, when all the engineers and the people were working from home. So for us, we see blessings in crisis. And for every roadblock, for every challenge, there's an opportunity for innovation. And we've been very intentional in all that we do, even beyond the design lab. As a CCOB as a whole, we usually look for opportunity in chaos and blessings in challenges. And that's what we've done with all the challenges we faced, in these 5 years. So, and you can imagine the pandemic. We almost spent 2 years working from home, combined with the seasonal open up and close down again. But above all the things we can talk about today in terms of our contribution to problem solving were built during the pandemic. But also, operating in new markets and also trying to understand that market and collaborate with local stakeholders. Sometimes the challenges of understanding context and nuance, understanding of things, which will definitely come as a challenge to in operating in new markets. But we've been able to overcome all this through patience, persistence, resilience, but also our human-centered design mentality, which helps us to connect whatever we are doing to the people that need it and to the immediate need of the community in which we operate, which in this case, Rwanda. And I think we've been able to overcome all the challenges we've faced in these 5 years.
Well, that is so crazy to hear that some of your best products or projects were during the COVID-19. What I'm hearing is you guys have resilience, and resilience is somehow a value that your team has. What other values do you think your team had for these 5 years for Design Lab to be where it is now?
Well, I think the culture of innovation. There are problems everywhere in the world. There are challenges everywhere in the world. And people can choose the lens with which they want to look at problems. And we have chosen to look at problems from a place of innovation. Innovation in itself is not absolute as we talk about it. Innovation requires a level of commitment and a level of not conforming to failures and no's, right? And I think the biggest value that outside of those things I mentioned that we're even adding to the community of people that comes to our door in Rwanda is that culture of innovation. And culture of innovation is a culture that does not give up. Culture of innovation is a culture that sees possibility in chaos. Culture of innovation is a culture that sees the future from today. Culture of innovation is a culture that has resources available to be able to come up with futuristic services and products that can solve immediate problems in our society, but also think about the future. And I think these are, you know, to summarize all the things we are adding, everything is under the culture of innovation, which we have, I believe we've infected, let me use our infected the local ecosystem here with, but also every week that the community comes to our door, we pass that to them. And I see that in the work you do as well as an individual. So I think that's the biggest value we've added to this market.
Yes, I get what you mean. While you talk about the culture of innovation, it takes me to AI. AI is one of the biggest innovations in the world right now. And I would love to know how it is being instilled in Co-Creation Hub, how you guys are using it or utilizing it. I know you also recently wrote an article about it. Kindly tell us more of how CC Hub Design Lab is involving AI.
Thanks, Joel. For every new technology will go through three stages. The stage one is the stage of hype. The stage two is the stage of hope, and the stage three is the stage of truth. And I believe every new technology goes through this cycle. And for us as an organization, and as the biggest innovation, technology and innovation enabler in Africa, we cannot afford to be late in lending our voices, number one, but number two, to experiment and build innovation with artificial intelligence. And our artificial intelligence work started with our EdTech accelerator program, where we supported a lot of EdTech startups, both in Nigeria and Kenya, to incorporate AI into their product. We supported a number of them to activate artificial intelligence features for their products, which was a great achievement. Number two for us is to also do some knowledge production. As a research and development lab, we pride ourselves in being able to, you know, do deep research, produce knowledge, and share this knowledge widely with the community for them to make decisions, but also to make reference. So we did a research on artificial intelligence skepticism. We believe that people are really excited about the coming of artificial intelligence and its mainstreaming. But on the other side, people are skeptical about, you know, the future of AI, maybe on the data privacy side of things, but also on their career trajectories, how AI is making some business models redundant or some roles redundant, right? So that research helped us to do a deep dive into the sentiments that people are thinking about and the sentiment that they hold. But also that research helped us to now make recommendations about how people can stay relevant in the current artificial intelligence field, ecosystem. And we also did a bibliographic analysis or bibliometric analysis of artificial intelligence knowledge contributors or researchers in Africa between 1974 and 2022. We did this because when people talk about artificial intelligence research and experimentation in Africa, many people don't know where to go to. There's no platform that shows the who of artificial intelligence research in Africa. So we've been able to do that work as well and share with the community. But also currently we are building a new product, which we are going to be unveiling very soon. I don't want to talk about it so much now, but it's a product internally that we are building that we make a particular sector very easy to navigate, and it's going to be solving a lot of information overload problems. So that product is currently being built, and it's built solely with artificial intelligence. So we are on the journey to make artificial intelligence mainstream in our work. We are doing a lot of knowledge work on it. We are doing some product building on it. We are doing a lot of experimentation on it. And we believe that in the next 5 years, when we're having a reflective conversation again, we'll be able to look back and be proud of the things we are building. We don't want to follow the hype of the technology. We want to follow the truth of the technology. And that's why we have taken a very intentional approach to the application of AI in our work.
All right. You mentioned three stages that every innovation has to go through. It being the hype, the hope, and the truth.
Yes.
Is the hope like, okay, can you kind of explain it to me? Well, is the hope like the stage where some people are doubting it, some people are doubting its efficiency? What is the hope exactly?
Yeah, so I can break down even what the three stages mean. Number one, the hype stage is the stage where a technology is just coming out. Everybody wants to jump on it because it's trendy. It's filling every conversation everywhere. So everybody just wants to identify with it. And then the stage two is the hope stage, where the noise has gone down, and investors are beginning to put some investment in it, and we can begin to see the difference between those who were in the ecosystem for the hype and those who are in the ecosystem for building solid innovation with it. So at the hope stage, the people who entered for just the noise making are making an exit from the technology, and those who are ready to build impactful solutions are building solutions with the technology. And then the third stage is the truth stage, where experimentation has been done. We've seen clearly what the technology can do, what it cannot do, the boundaries of its impact and the boundaries of its limitations. And then we get to the point of truth, where there's objective investment, objective application of that technology for problem solving, and objective commercialization of that solution for problem solving as well.
Okay, so as of now, on the world scale, what stage do you think this innovation of AI is currently in?
Well, artificial intelligence, the first time we said the word artificial intelligence was coined was in 1956 at Dartmouth Conference. It used to be called automata science, right? Before it became artificial intelligence. That tells you that artificial intelligence is not a new thing. It's been on since 1956. So I would say artificial intelligence is at the stage of hope, where there's a lot of attention now, and things are becoming clearer. So I'll say we're at the stage of hope for artificial intelligence. There's still a lot of speculations on what AI can do, but we are beginning to see some solid use cases, especially on the natural language processing side of things, because of the help of big data. So we are at the hope stage, but I believe the technology is evolving very fast. It's moving at a very fast pace of evolution. And I believe we may be reaching the truth stage of artificial intelligence in the next 2 years, with the level of innovation and resources being pumped into building artificial intelligence solutions globally.
All right, that sheds more light on this topic. I think a lot of people, even me included, thought before that AI was ChatGPT. That's all we would think of, but this sheds more light. I'd love to know, there are a lot of misconceptions on AI, and with your recent publication on it, you tell us, in what ways do you foresee AI and human creativity interacting within the design processes and also at the design lab?
Yeah, so the way I see artificial intelligence, it's not going to take people's jobs away necessarily, but it's going to be changing people's roles. And for us as a design lab and as a research and development arm of CCOB, the way I see artificial intelligence impacting our work in design is to enhance the work, not to take away our expertise and our contextual understanding of processes and the impact technology can have on the society. So it's going to be it's going to be a tool for more productivity. It's going to be a tool for enhancement of the efficiency and the efficacy of the things we build, but it's not going to replace our indigenous contextual and nuanced expertise in understanding problems in Africa. And I also want you to, I want to remind you that every technology has humans behind it. So, and AI is still one of those technologies that it is what you feed into it that comes out. Even though when you train models, models have the ability to get wiser, to get sharper, to get better, but people are still behind every technology. So in design, in technology, in the and our everyday work, artificial intelligence is going to be an enabler, it's going to be a tool, and it's going to be a productivity resource that we don't rely on it, but we use it to make our work better. But also we are going to be exploring the core meat of the technology, which is machine learning, to build a lot of solutions to problems facing Africa today.
Yes, I totally agree. I think that, of course, every innovation will require an update sooner or later, and these updates have to be done by people. So in what do you currently envision for the future of AI within the design lab as it celebrates its 5 years anniversary? Like, what should we expect?
Yeah, the future of AI is, let me be a digital prophet and say it's going to be the one that is evolving positively. Is also going to be, like I said, it's going to be transitioning from hope to truth. We're going to be seeing a lot of redundant projects that are currently, some projects that are being built currently might not make it to the future of innovation in artificial intelligence, because we're going to be having a separation of value for solid use cases to those that are just built on hypes, right? So I believe there's going to be a lot of value separation of artificial intelligence in the next few years. But the role AI will play in our own future as an organization is that as the biggest Pan-African innovation enabler in Africa, we work on both sides of the coin, on the positive things AI can do for us to support problem solving, to also support our work in helping other innovators innovate. But on the other side of it, we are also an advocate for ethical and proper use of new technologies with our work through the tech and society team. So you are going to be seeing us on both sides of the technology. We're going to be making products from artificial intelligence, but also you are going to be seeing a lot of our advocacy work in responsible and ethical use of artificial intelligence, where we're going to be contributing to conversations that leads to data privacy laws and also ethical use of AI policy on the continent.
All right, any hint or spoiler of a product you should expect?
Yeah, like I said, we are working on some things. We're going to be revealing them. Like the society and the people that follows our work, but they know that once we have something that can change the life of the people, we make it public. So definitely, we're working on two new products that's riding on artificial intelligence. Models are being fed, and we're perfecting the model once these things are ready. But one of them will be helping us deal with information explosion in governance, if I can give an hint on that, on how people view government information. One of them is going to be solving that problem. And then when both solutions are ready, definitely we're going to be making them public, because we build solutions for the society, something that can benefit them directly positively, but also something that solves wicked problems for Africa.
All right, I personally can't wait to see and use those products in the future. This takes us to the end of this podcast. We'd like to thank you very, very much for your time and your valuable insights. Any last words you'd like to share to an innovator who is out here trying to figure out how to create the next big thing, how to drive a community like CC Hub? Any last words?
Yeah, thanks, Joel. I think it's been an amazing conversation with you. I think my last words would be that the future is digital and we cannot afford to be late as a continent of Africa. Many people have sentiment about artificial intelligence investments in Africa, and their concern has always been we don't have data. Where's the data to feed models? But we don't wait for data before we start innovating. We need to do both hand in hand so that we are not late. I believe artificial intelligence gives everyone in the world a level playing ground to innovate with the technology, and we cannot be given absence of data excuses not to develop ourselves and capacitating ourselves in building artificial intelligence solutions for the continent. So thank you for having me. I believe if me and you were to meet again in the next 10 years, we are going to be having a deep reflective conversation on artificial intelligence and also validating or discrediting some of the things we have talked about today. So let's see how we navigate from hope to truth about the technology.
It's been great. Thank you very much. Have a great day and the rest of the week.
I need some chairs.